I'm joined now by Tanya Blacklight, who is a dancer who lives in Paonia and is participating in the Inspired Art at Work Symposium this weekend. How are you, Tanya?
I'm well. Thanks for talking with me.
Could you tell us a little bit about what this is all about, Perfumes of Prayer?
It turned out to be something bigger than what we planned originally. It was a film project that elsewhere gave us a grant to do a socially engaged piece of art. And being dancers, my co-director and I, Christine Palafax, decided to create dance rituals in our valley and invite the community to join in with us in them and film them, document them. And so it turned out to be like a three-ritual idea that kept growing and growing and turned into eight or nine rituals throughout the valley, and they were all in response to this proposal of new fracking wells that we've had here recently by the BLM. So we were really trying, our goal was to make an emotional, visceral, emotive connection with the earth and document that and invite people to join us in that movement.
And could you explain a little bit where the name comes from? I noticed in Perfumes, Fumes is in parentheses. And then there's this subtitle, Reclaiming Shock and Sorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think it's got lots of meanings in that name. One being the fumes that come out of the earth and the fumes of the gas that we're extracting and taking from the earth without much respect, and our emotions that come up when we live in such a pristine valley and feels like we're disempowered to make choices around that work that goes on all around us and affects our waterways. So I think the fume comes from just anger and rage and sorrow around not having, like, we have a voice in that. And then the prayer is just, I think, the new place of activism that we're remembering to tap into with the earth and watching what that can do. And the reclamation of the shock and sorrow is just that piece of empowerment so we can take it back and reclaim our connection with the earth.
Could you give an example of some of the ritual prayer dances that you performed throughout the year?
Yeah, we've done a water ritual down at the water park here in Paonia, where a group of us got together to commune with the river and have a conversation with the water, which is so sacred to us. We made offerings to the directions, and we painted our bodies with river mud and made little prayer boats out of twigs that were alongside the river and sent them down the river, and talked with rocks and wrapped our bodies around them. And then there's a beautiful labyrinth there, and we all circled up at the labyrinth and said our prayers out loud. And I think things like this have gone on since the beginning of time, but now we have technology to record it and document it, and so I think that's the place of reclamation for us, is just remembering and documenting it and sharing it with others.
So the event that's tonight, is this going to be a performance in dance, or is it a screening of a film?
It's a screening of the film, and we're going to speak to all the different rituals that we did in that, and on Sunday, we're going to have like a closing ceremony that's going to involve some movement and drumming outside, along with a youth elder who's coming to visit and be a part of the symposium.
Is that Regina White Skunk?
Yes, Regina Lopez White Skunk.
Yeah. Yeah, she's...
She said actually an opening prayer for us in the beginning of our film. So I feel like we're part of that reclamation is remembering the indigenous people who were a part of this valley before settlers came in and how they followed the rhythms of the earth and their connections to it. Remembering those ways too.
That's opening ceremony is tonight at 6:30, and presentations continue until 9:40 tonight. So your film will be screening sometime between 7:30 and 9:40.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved with this symposium?
Oh, you know, my co-director and I last year got together and talked about this. We both had a dream of this dance idea. We had the same dream and we saw the same thing. And then we saw that this grant proposal came up 2 days before it was due. And so we called each other up and said, hey, should we write this idea down and go for it? And they loved it, and they loved the thought of social art activism. That's what the whole Inspire project is through elsewhere, is based on social activism and getting involved with the community and the organizations in the community. All together, I think we researched or were helped out by 9 organizations and about 100 different people.
Wow.
And we filmed all the way between Paonia and Palisades. So our hope is that other communities see this kind of social activism, art activism, and reclamation of ritual in indigenous ways. And our hope is other communities will create their own versions of this.
For listeners who are unable to make the trip over to Paonia, will this film become available at a later date online?
Yeah, we're going to share it virally online, and then probably with all the good footage that we have, it might become a full-length film over the course of the next year. But this is just the first step into all of that. We've got so much gorgeous footage. We just want to keep going, and we're realizing that we're creating a way of life around rituals and our connections to the seasons. So it feels like we can't stop.
Could you speak to the feeling of participating in these rituals? And you mentioned connecting to the cycles of the seasons, to our sense of place. What is the experience like when you are engaging in a ritual like this?
You know, it's different every time, and we always create a loose framework where we sit and we meditate on what's right for that piece of land that we're about to go on to. We had a theme of maidens, mothers, and crones, and so we did a dance for each of those groups, and then we had a response by the men to that movement and how all those phases in our life we each go through in our bodies. And when we live in farming communities and food communities like these ones in the mountains, how it's really key to be tuned into the different seasons. So we show up with a loose plan, but then it's completely up to the community and the people who show up to collaborate and to bring their own prayers, per se, into it and their own movements from their bodies. And so it becomes collaborative in that we create a framework, and then we have to trust our friends and family members and community members who all showed up. And that's the real magic place that we find ourselves in, that it's just a free fall, trust, collaboration in the end, all of it.
Thank you so much for speaking with Katie and Kay, Tanya Blacklight.
Thank you so much.
Perfumes of Prayer screens after Clara Pena's Of Apples and Anthracite at 7:30, following the opening ceremony at the Paradise Theater at 6:30 tonight. The events continue tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30. You can find out more at elsewherestudios.org.